Kicking off this hour of the show, joining me live in studio is WDET's own Nargis Rahman and Serena Maria Daniels of Tostada Magazine, also Eater Detroit, just a really incredible food journalist around town. Welcome to Culture Shift.
Thank you.
Hey, nice
to
be here.
Good to have you guys again. Okay, so what we are going to be talking about kicking off the show today is Ramadan is happening. It began a couple of weeks ago. Thousands of Metro Detroiters are celebrating it. And Serena, you have just recently released on Eater Detroit a list of places that are great to break fast for Ramadan. Now, one of the cool things about this list is, from my understanding, it's one of the most popular features on Eater Detroit each year.
Yeah, I mean, it's really grown over the years. I've been writing about Ramadan and food traditions specifically for a while now, since about 2016. And, you know, it really grew organically, I would say. I started Tostada Magazine in 2017 and continued the tradition there, as well as the freelancer. In 2019, I did this story on IHOP and how a lot of folks, especially like young families and stuff, love to go to IHOP during Ramadan, during Sahur, you know, in the hours before the sun rises and have pancakes and, you know, break bread and all of that. I started with Eater last year, about a year ago. And since I was doing this kind of coverage on my own independently, Eater started picking up on it locally. And before I knew it, all the different city sites across the Eater network are participating and making this part of their regular coverage.
I think that's so cool that, you know, you started this here at Eater Detroit talking about these incredible restaurants around Dearborn. And it has evolved into the entire Eater network taking on more Ramadan coverage. Which is, I mean, it's the biggest holiday in the Muslim faith, Nargis, but, you know, it's not something that a lot of Americans know about, even though their friends and their neighbors are celebrating this every year.
Absolutely. It is one of the most important holidays or months of fasting, actually. And there's a lot of things that Muslims do during the month of Ramadan, including not eating during the day. And as you'll hear later on our show today, is about eating at the times when we're not fasting. And so there's a lot of culture around that. And something that's unique to Ramadan is that many restaurants locally will have foods that you can only find during Ramadan. And I don't think a lot of people know that, but I think this is an exciting time to really learn about Muslim culture and the food around it if you are interested in that during Ramadan.
Yeah, and it feels like, you know, as evidenced by the Eater Detroit Network or Eater Network taking on more Ramadan coverage, but it just feels like, especially here at WDET, but even beyond that, there is more and more coverage about what happens during Ramadan, what it means, how how the community celebrates, Nargis.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that because we just put out a guide through the Asian American Journalists Association about how to cover Ramadan as reporters and just for people to learn about the month in general, because I think there are a lot of questions about what the month is. And, you know, just to give a really quick recap, it's a month of fasting when people are not fasting from food, drink, and intercourse during the day. And people are reading Quran at night, praying throughout the day, and an extra prayer at night. A lot of kids are participating in Ramadan. So, like, students in school, I get a lot of questions from teachers, like, how do I accommodate my students? A lot of times people want to know how to greet their friends or coworkers at work. So I think it is relevant. And like you mentioned, people all around you might be observing and you just don't realize it. I think it's amazing to see that there's a uptick of coverage in the, you know, Michigan and nationally about people celebrating or observing Ramadan here, because a lot of times you'll see stories about what's happening in the Middle East, and that's great. But I think it's important to know what people are doing in our local communities, and there's a lot to learn from there.
We're here with Serena Maria Daniels of Eater Detroit and Nargis Rahman, WDET's reporter. And the thing I really like about both of the way you guys both cover food and in a way that is, I think, very unique and has a depth to it that doesn't always, I think, people think about when they think about food coverage. You know, you both are very interested in traditions and customs and this kind of deeper sense of why food brings communities and families together. And Serena, so, you know, you are not Muslim, but this is something that you have dived pretty deep into the last few years, is covering Ramadan and covering the food scene. And because you're from Southwest Detroit and Dearborn, it's so close. These areas are, you know, merged together in some neighborhoods.
Yeah, you know, I grew up on the West Coast, all over the place. I'm Mexican-American myself. I've lived in communities where I don't feel seen. I don't feel represented in the local newspaper or local TV news or what have you, even popular culture, especially like in the 80s and 90s. And so, you know, living in Michigan, living in Southeast Michigan, and really, you know, just becoming ingratiated with different communities. I lived in Hamtramck for many years, and, you know, it's not a like a project per se, like, oh, I'm going to go and cover a community of color. It's more like, you know, a lot of folks are my neighbors, or I'd go walk my dog and I would smell the smells of people getting ready, or people like setting up the gazebos and whatnot in the community, and just feeling like this was such a strong presence. And we would be remiss if we didn't write about it in a, you know, in the same way that we might write about Christmas or Thanksgiving, or, you know, we're in Detroit. I mean, imagine a world where we didn't cover the automotive industry in Detroit. It would be a huge, like, missing piece. And so that's kind of like that's kind of the approach that I've taken with Ramadan as well.
Yeah, a giant oversight. I would definitely agree with that. So Ramadan commenced on March 22nd and it will wrap up the evening of April 20th. So we are right in the midst of it. And so thousands of Metro Detroiters are fasting during the day and then feasting at night, celebrating at night, reading the Quran, as you said, Nargis. Let's talk about the restaurants that are in this list for Eater Detroit. By the way, you can head over to our Twitter page at DET Culture Shift is our handle. And I'm just about to post the list that Serena made for Eater Detroit. Where to eat for iftar and suhar during Ramadan in Metro Detroit for this year. So there's a lot of great stuff going on. So we here at WDET, if people go to our page, WDET.org, you can see some of the great coverage that Nargis has done, our own Laura Herberg. We had a segment last week about the Suhoor Festival on Culture Shift. But let's talk about all, or at least a good portion of these places that you write about, Serena. There's food truck festivals, there's old favorites, there's some new places as well on this list. What do you want to get into first?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to kind of be realistic and think about, like, if you're an average family, you might not be going to a big buffet and get dressed to the nines. You know, you're busy. You might be tired, a little bit dehydrated. Like, you might not, you might want to have some options, in other words. And so I tried to include, you know, a couple of like really popular pizzerias, like Amar Pizza in Hamtramck, which is this incredible Bangladeshi style, Detroit style hybrid. You know, just some of the, you know, kind of like fast casual kind of places. And then also like places that have opened up over the past few years that do have halal menus, but you might not realize it. You know, they don't have like the, you know, what we might expect, you know, Lebanese cuisine or Bangladeshi cuisine. You know, we've got Saffron de Troyes on the east side, Moroccan food. I know that they've got a whole area set up on the property where if you go and you break fast and you need a place to pray right after, they've got, you know, rugs and stuff set up. I know a lot of the really popular burger places, the halal burger spots, Royale with Cheese, which is just down the street from here, from the studio. And then, you know, just kind of giving a geographic, you know, kind of diversity. That's always really important to me. So, yes, of course, a lot of Dearborn focus and Hamtramck, but also there's, you know, Macomb County, there's Oakland County. So we try to be inclusive. One thing I would like to point out is that the food truck scene is really taking off in Southeast Michigan, and we're really seeing that reflected during Ramadan with these, you know, different festivals that are coming up late into the evening. There's a lot of interest in food trucks and how that plays into how people celebrate.
Yeah, in just a minute, we're going to be talking to a local multiple food truck owner who is going to be joining the show to talk about how Dearborn's food truck laws are evolving or trying to evolve in consideration of the popularity of the food truck scene over there. But, you know, something I want to point out. So as I'm looking through this list, by the way, you can head over to our Twitter page at DET Culture Shift. Is our handle, and check out this list along with me as we talk to Serena Maria Daniels and WDET's Nargis Rahman. Okay, Bulldog's Cheesesteaks. I'm going to point this out because this is something, Nargis, you and I talked about a few weeks ago about how restaurants who might have a, you know, like a significant, you know, Muslim audience or customers base will change their hours, perhaps, or change their staffing, which happens a lot more often than people might think. So Bulldog Cheesesteaks in Dearborn, which is super popular, it's going to be opening up till 2 a.m. during the month of Ramadan.
Yeah, and that's something you can see throughout Southeast Michigan, is that some restaurants will stay open later to accommodate customers who might want something to quick to eat, maybe right before they're going to the night prayers or right after. Maybe they want a cup of coffee. So you'll see some of the coffee houses are also open late night. And that's a time for people to also like check in with their friends. You know, maybe they want to socialize a little bit at night. And then you'll see that the other thing is that they'll have special menu items. So specifically in the Bangladeshi restaurants like Aladdin, like Bonafoul, like Bismillah in Warren, they'll have special foods that you will can most of the time only find during Ramadan. And one of those things is jalebi. In Bangla, we call it zulafi. So it's a dough that is deep fried and then fried again in simple syrup. And it's just, it looks like a little orange, almost like a pretzel, but
you
like a circular.
You brought these in to the station a couple years ago. Those are so good.
And so those are super popular during Ramadan. And you can sometimes, you know, get them by order or get a small batch. But there are special chefs hired during Ramadan that literally make these all day because people love them so much. And they sell by the pound. So people are making like 200 pounds sometimes a day, 500 pounds over the weekend. And so if you ever wanted to just kind of taste like homemade Bangladeshi food, this is a great chance to kind of go into the restaurants and see what we really eat for iftar. Because like one thing that is important to know is that Muslims are all not Arab American. And all Arab Americans are not Muslim. There are lots of different kinds of Muslims in Michigan. And so Bangladeshis are a large population of those that make up the Southeast Michigan population. And you might not realize that some of these restaurants are, you might have Indian names and you won't realize that they're actually Bangladeshi chefs cooking the food. But you'll have kind of the traditional, you know, you might be familiar with like chicken biryani or tandoori, but you haven't had like fiyazi or sana or a kisuri. Those are things that you can only find during Ramadan. Something I discovered while reporting on these kind of stories for Eater Detroit and for Tostada in the past is talking about, you know, sometimes the restaurants will completely shut down their normal menu and only have these foods served. And sometimes there's a hybrid model where you can order from the menu, but like you're probably going to come out with an iftar box. And an iftar box really just has these small staple things. And it's very affordable. And one of the reasons that these iftar boxes are made in Bangladeshi restaurants is to serve a population of people who might be working in factories, who need a quick, it's kind of like taking a lunchbox and having it ready to go. So when you want to break your fast, there's a date in there. There's a little bit of rice, a piece of chicken, some lentil fritters. You have a whole array of food and it's like homemade food. So you feel like you're breaking fast with your family, even though you're not in many cases. And so this is a time to kind of go check that out if you have an opportunity to.
Again, we're talking to WDET's Nargis Rahman here on Culture Shift, along with Eater Detroit, Serena Maria Daniels. Serena, you're going to stick with us. We're going to have a little more segment with you talking about the Dearborn food truck scene. But before we end this one, Nargis, I want to bring it back to what we talked about at the beginning, the way coverage of Ramadan seems to be increasing, not just here in Metro Detroit, but also nationally. You know, something we also talked about a couple weeks ago off air was how can people support their Muslim coworkers and friends and colleagues more during Ramadan?
So I think the first thing is just acknowledging that they might be fasting, it might be a little bit tired, and you can, you know, just say Happy Ramadan or Ramadan Mubarak, which means have a blessed Ramadan. those are little things you can do. One of the suggestions that I heard from an imam this week or last week when I interviewed him, he said, you know, you could, you, if you're having like a work meeting or a party, you can wrap a plate of food for them to go to break fast with that afterwards. And other than that, you know, just ask questions, learn about why they're doing, why they're fasting and what does it mean to them. Sometimes people just have lived experiences that are something that you can't learn in a textbook. That's the best way to learn. Just talk to people and find out what it means to them. That's very important.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Nargis Rahman is a WDET reporter. You can check out her great work at WDET.org, especially her Communities of Hope series, which began during the pandemic, award-winning Communities of Hope series.